in a world ravaged by war and chaos. A group of survivors must band together to brave the dangers of a post-apocalyptic landscape. The year is 2000, and the world has been plunged into darkness. The nuclear fires have burned out, leaving behind a wasteland of ruins and radiation. But amidst the rubble and despair, a glimmer of hope still remains. Do you guys remember where we ended last time?
No.
Hungover and raining.
He's right. Hungover and raining. That was where we were.
Well, I was hungover.
Yeah.
And I was raining. I think it was your fault, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, 100%.
It was. You're the one that rolled it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're technically not wrong.
You guys woke up in the morning and it was just pissing down rain on you. That was where we ended with the main party. So, what do you guys want to do? What is your plan?
I believe we are running low on food. We do not have enough to feed all of us for one day.
Mr. Stan, you think we can hunt something?
I am not very good hunter. I'm better farmer, but farming takes time. So, if any of you can hunt, I would suggest it.
You ain't doing no hunting around here?
The firearms laws are much more restrictive.
I'd have thought the last couple years you would have.
Well, you probably gotta be halfway sober for hunting.
I am sober now.
I think probably our best bet would be to keep this convoy moving. We've got the best bet we can do is hopefully catch up with the rest of the group, with the Reverend, if we can continue heading south. Also putting some distance between us and whatever else might be trying to keep pace with us.
There are five of us, and we have three rations.
And you also know from like a purely like mechanical standpoint that driving in the rain you take a negative to, right? Like to your driving roll. And if you're not in a road hex, but an open terrain hex, you don't get that bonus from the terrain. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get that normal plus three from driving on a road hex. I think it's plus one, and I think it's a minus two for the rain.
Yeah, it says plus one for open terrain, and I don't know for rain.
It's under weather. It says...
Okay, mechanically speaking, do you take any negatives for trying to hunt in the rain?
Recon. You do take a negative to recon rolls in the rain.
So really either way we go, we're taking a negative on it.
Is hunting recon or survival? I don't remember.
Both.
Both.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yep.
And then you still have then to take shooting. A shot. Yeah.
But it's up to you guys.
Murph picks his head up and he's like, I'll go do some hunting if somebody wants to come with me.
He's a very large rifle for a very small animal.
I'm not going to use a sniper rifle. Learn that lesson with the wolves. Although I was trying to help these idiots.
The Drogonov would be good for hunting.
Can try that. You want to be my guide, Mr. Stam?
Okay, one more meta question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
I know Winkler had a radio. Humvee had a radio. Did we take those radios? We took a fuel tank and the gun mount. Did we switch the radio?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have taken the radio out of it. I don't think hooking it up to the truck seems like the whole thing. Jeremy, you probably know better than I.
It would be easier to do that than it would be to jury-rig some pinel mount in the bed of the truck and move the gas tank.
Yeah. Then it's just wiring. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just running a wiring harness to, like, your electrical system.
Fantastic. I was just clearing that up that we have at least two radios, too, then, so.
Mm-hmm.
And broken walkie-talkies. I will work on walkie-talkies while other things are happening. If there is hunting going on, I am not very good with hunting, but I am good with electronics, yeah?
I do not mind taking a shift fist hunting. I have some experience from back home. I may be of use. As far as electronics concerned, no, nothing.
At the very least, you can help me carry whatever I kill, if we find anything.
Push, pull, or drag?
Hopefully not all of the above.
Then can Harrison be on watch then?
Sure.
That seems to be about
the best. That's up to Harrison, I guess. That's up to you guys. Yeah.
Can we put Harrison on watch?
I don't mind taking first watch while you guys do your thing.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then the hex that we're in has that little chunk of the river.
Uh-huh.
Emmett is going to grenade fish one time.
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of established you guys were driving along near the river anyway, so I'm okay with that.
Well, we were looking for a place to cross, so...
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that.
Mr. Jankowski will fix walkie-talkies.
Okay.
In cab of truck where it's not raining.
Sounds good. All right, so... Okay. So let's start with Harrison's keeping watch roll then. At a -2 for the rain.
Well, he's on watch, so he can have the binoculars. So would that minus that out? Or cancel out?
When you can only see 5 hexes, or limited 20 hexes, 100 yards? Sure, why not? I mean, realistically, using binoculars in the rain is almost be more difficult.
Yeah, but rules is written. It doesn't... I don't think it specifies anything for the...
Rules is written. The referee can add modifiers as he sees
fit. You know what? Fair point.
Yeah. But go ahead. Roll it as a flat, then, with a +2, -2.
Flat, I had 1 success.
All right. I guess it's Murphy's hunting roll, and you were assisting. Is that right, Gordon?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and give me your series of rolls, Murphy, with that +1 from Gordon.
So recon first?
I believe it's hunting.
I think it's survival, recon, survival, if I remember correctly.
Okay, I think beforehand we said it was recon, survival, recon.
Well, because first you have to find the thing, then it's recon. Survival first to find it, recon to move into position, and then a ranged attack to kill it.
Okay. 1 success.
Okay. Now a recon roll. Oh, wait. Let me figure out what it is that you...
Hey, Gordo, you see these tracks?
I do indeed.
Some kind of small animal. I'm not enough of a hunter to know what it is, but hopefully it's edible.
It would be nice if we are running very low.
All right, let's start moving quietly.
All right, you'll take the lead.
Yeah, and you can tell from the tracks that it's a boar, so.
Okay, so now recon?
Yeah.
1 success.
Okay.
I hope this is not one of those crazy boars I hear about turning on their attackers and gutting them.
Oh, yeah, I've heard they will charge you and try to gore you, yeah. Keep an eye out.
For reference sake, it would be just by eyeballing it, and you can figure out how many pounds this would be of boar, but it would be 16 rations worth of boar.
Mm.
Okay, so... Murph takes a knee and is looking through the scope of where the tracks led to.
Mm-hmm.
And in some brush, he sees some movement, focuses in on it a little bit, and it looks like a head bobbing up and down, eating.
Yeah, and you can only see about 100 meters, like, because of the rain, right? Like, that's, like, your maximum visibility anyway. So, like, yeah.
You are only going to get one shot at this. Better make it count.
Yep. I'm going to try to take it with a headshot so we don't lose any of the meat.
You can do slow aim on this, by the way.
That's what I was going to say. Slow aim.
But you're still going to take a -2 for the ring.
Okay.
So, -2 headshot, +2 slow aim, -2, -2 for the... Yeah, so an all-out -2.
Yep. Oh, damn it. Okay, so he aims in on the head, holds his breath, releases the trigger, and misses, but he is pushing that roll.
All right, so...
2 successes.
Okay. And 2 successes and what?
And a 1.
All right. So that means the reliability of your weapon goes down by 1.
Oh, Gordo, I haven't fired one of these, so I don't think that's normal.
All right. So the normal damage on the Dragunov is 3 and 3, right? So it's 3 damage, 3 crit. It is a... You got 2 successes, so that means it's an extra point of damage. This boar had 3 hit capacity. So it's dead. Killed a boar. Bah! You guys hear a shot ring out.
I guess meat's back on the menu, Gordo.
I like it.
Now that's wild rations, which means you still have to prepare them for them to be domestic rations, which means you have to cook them or, you know, cook them. Or
wait, like, you're saying we can't just eat raw pork?
No. Yeah, basically. I'm saying that's unless rude. You want trichinosis or...
You can feel free to eat raw pork anytime you want.
I mean, you can eat it. There's a role for that. Actually, if you guys want to eat some raw pork, there's a role for that. Eating any raw wild ration.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Looks like we will be making bacon, as they say.
Hope you're a good cook.
I can hold my own.
All right, so we cut over to Emmett, and Emmett's over there with the grenade, going grenade fishing. How many grenades did the party start with? 2? 3? How many was it?
Oh, no, I had 4. I'm down to 2, plus Cole had 1 still on his person.
Cole died with 2.
We're going to say you look down and you realize that one of the grenades, the grenade you pull out is one of the ones you got from Cole.
Oh, no, that's totally where I was going with this, is yeah. I know this is Cole's grenade. It's actually the one that he had in his hand, ready to toss it, and...
Yep.
I actually kiss the side of it as I toss it into the water.
Okay, so the grenade drops in the water, is it bloof, and among all the, like, raindrops hitting the water, bloop, 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 we see, like, the larger bloof of the grenade go in, and I believe it's a... D6 for the grenade fishing, isn't it?
I thought it was just an automatic success, and you just...
Well, no, but you roll for how many rations it is.
Okay.
I think it's under grenades, but it might be under fishing.
Since it's Cole's grenade, it's a D8.
I don't think it's a D8.
This requires no skill roll and yields D6 rations of food.
Right, which is what I said. Roll a D6 for how many rations?
Roll a D6.
Almost like I remember doing this before.
2.
Which would be 3.
3, because Emmett's such a damn good cook.
Yes.
I was going to ask you, Ref, if the 16 from the boar counted because of Emmett's cooking, or if that's just like...
It'll be when he cooks. He has to do the cooking for it.
Okay.
Yep. Or at least assists in the cooking. That was what I'd ruled before. He has to somewhat be involved in it. This one's automatic because it was hunting and he was the one doing it. Quote unquote. You know, or foraging or something along those lines. Whereas, like, so I'm going to count this as 3, and then there's 18. What did I say? 16? And if he assists in the cooking, then it'll be...
20 total.
Yep.
Nice.
Gordo, usually Emmett's the cook of the group, but you bet you can give him a run for his money or at least help him.
Perhaps I shall assist him and show him how to make some Canadian bacon.
Good call. All right, let's drag this thing back up to the camp.
Ugh. He's this mean-looking pig.
What kind of fish do they have in Poland? Common wood trout?
Oh, my gosh, you beat me to the joke.
Boom!
I was totally going common wood, whatever. I think I was going to go bass, but whatever.
Carp.
Carp.
Christmas. Christmas fish. Sledge. Dinner fish. That's a clever name. Bathtub fish. Dish.
Chicken fish.
Cheese fish. It's a cheese fish. That's what it is.
It's a cheese fish?
Yeah, it's a cheese fish.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, so Murph and Gordon come back into camp with the boar, and Emmett comes walking in with some fish. And what's the plan? You guys going to do some survival? Is your plan to prepare them now, or what?
Well, I mean, we're going to play heck trying to prepare this stuff in the rain, aren't we? So, unless somebody gives a better weather roll here, then...
Here's the thing. One, it's a shift to do these actions that you guys did, right? So, the weather will change, because now we're going into the daytime shift. Two, after it rains, it automatically goes to sunny, or to cloudy. So, it is now cloudy, and daytime.
And we have to clean it all and all that anyways.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the survival roll's for.
Well, I mean, what was it again? We can only do 12 in a shift, right? Isn't that what it was?
Yes. I believe that was what it was. Like, one person can do 12. Because it said, like, a dozen.
Yeah, if I remember right. So, like, if we work together like we were planning on for Emmett to get the plus one, would that give us the ability to do 24 in a shift?
That would be one person doing one survival roll and one person doing another survival roll. That would be okay. Two survival rolls.
And neither of us give a plus one?
The aid doesn't help that, then.
No, the aid's not going to double that up. The aid will just give them a plus one plus the extra ration from the boar. It won't double the speed. Yeah. So if you have two people doing the survival rolls and Emmett's assisting, like both, like the boar specifically.
Can he assist two people?
Well, no. What I'm saying is he already did the fish. Already gets a plus one ration on that. Done. For the boar, he would have to assist in the boar one specifically. So if someone prepares the fish, other than Emmett, and then Emmett helps with the pig, whoever's doing that one, that would be one shift and all the rations being prepared into domestic food.
Stannis Wolf can help with preparing food.
Okay.
After he finalized fixing walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah, right. Roll that one. So when you guys get back to camp, Stanislav sitting in the cab of the truck. You guys are all soaked. Fucking soaked. From being out in the rain. And Stanislav's sitting dry.
Is he still drunk?
No.
No?
No. No, he stopped drinking.
And let's do that.
I'm going to push it.
Okay. Are you going to spend a challenge coin on it since you got a one in it?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
So just re-roll the 1d12.
Yep. Two successes.
Nice.
All right.
1 point of stress.
Yep, and 1 point of stress. So what does that look like? When you guys get back, this is what you see in the cab of the truck, is whatever Jeremy describes Stanislav doing.
So Stanislav is in the cab of the truck, and it's a really cramped space, and he's got, like, a bunch of electronic parts up on the dash, and he's got them down on the seat, and he's putting it all together, and it's just really hot inside the cab. I mean, he's dry, but the problem is that there's no air circulation, so he's getting really hot, and he's using this makeshift soldering iron, and like the smoke is kind of getting to him, and he ends up he gets it in his eye, and he kind of blinks, and he ends up like burning his fingers, and he's just really frustrated. But finally he gets it all put together. It looks like it shouldn't work. Like, it's wrapped with bits of tape, and there's zip ties, you know, holding the walkie-talkie together, but they work together. But he's just really frustrated at the whole situation. He's still kind of hungover, his headache's just fucking pounding. He throws open the door of the truck and he's like, I got it to work. Now we can talk more, I guess. Here.
What in the name of Polish hell is that?
It's walkie-talkie. What do you want? You know, it works. Look, click, click, shh, click. See, it works.
Okay, we will be winning no awards for beauty, but as long as the talking works, deal.
His work, yeah. Beauty means nothing for walkie-talkie. What do you want? Phone you can check weather in go on to your www web, spider web of interweb.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Maybe one day. But for now, your ball of tape is an upgrade over the tin can with string.
Yes, it's better than yelling. Like old time, you know, with calling like, hello! I see you have brought back boar. I will help cook this.
Me as well. There is a great deal of meat here. I'm very excited.
Yes, there is much work to do to make sure we can eat this. Yeah, should we begin? Or should we go further down the road before we begin to prepare food?
I want some of the dark meat.
What dark meat on pork? This is not chicken.
Mr. Stan, you don't get jokes.
I do not. Is this... He looks at the Canadian and goes, is this American joke? I do not understand.
I just assumed you guys always talk like this.
I do not know dark meat on pork. Is other white meat.
Perhaps we just laugh and go along with him. Ha ha!
Yes,
we save it for you first.
I do not understand. All right. There's much work to do.
Point of order, Stanislav actually gets a coolness under fire roll for that point of stress.
Oh, I totally forgot. Yep, yep. Is our unit morale still in the dumper? By dumper, I mean D.
Yes.
All right.
Because last time it was calculated was, yo-hoo, okay.
Oh, he took it. He took that. He took it good.
Yep.
He took it good.
All right, so Stanislav and Emmett are going to prepare the boar, and...
Who wants to make the fish roll?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, boar and fish, but I mean, I guess, because there'll be some overlap of 12 rations, so...
Right, but if somebody else makes the survival...
Yeah, three rations of... Yeah, so... Right.
I will take the fewer. Wait, what's your survival, Emmett?
C and D.
I'm a B and a D.
I'm just aiding to add the ration. I'm not actually...
Gotcha.
I'm just giving you the plus one by me using my action this shift to be there.
Okay, so we're going to... Emmett's going to be helping with the boar because that's more rations than the fish and the other stuff.
What's your survival? I already gave the fish the plus, so gotcha. The boar I'm giving the plus one now by helping.
Okay.
Right.
Kyle, do you want to take the bulk or...
If I'm getting a plus one, I will be a B and a C.
So will I.
Murph's got a B and a D. Harrison's a C and a D.
You kill it, you clean it. Yeah.
That doesn't sound fair.
Actually, that's exactly how
I've cleaned plenty of my own here. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I meant in the group setting, dude.
You're getting help. I don't know. I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah, Emmett is helping you. It's up to you guys. Who's preparing? There's two people that have to prepare. Unless you want to do it over the course of two shifts. But then someone also has to like make camp so that you can cook it because you need a fire. So
Gordon will make camp.
All right.
No problem. I'll clean it.
Okay. Then Stanislav will also do cooking.
I will push making camp.
Okay.
Two successes.
Yeah. Okay. So you're able to find some dry wood to actually start a fire with.
This is free events. Thank goodness. They were starting to get to me. This will be the best cooking fire you've ever had. Guaranteed.
All right, now we need the survival rolls for the... Oh, who's keeping watch, by the way?
Thought Harrison was.
Okay. Recon. There's no more rain, so... Get a +2.
One success.
Good job, Harrison.
Okay. And then... The survival roll for the cooking the food.
3 successes.
All right.
Is that extra meat?
Most delicious food of all time.
No. He gets one. There's one extra ration from the 16. So it's 17 from that. From the boar. And, well, we still need one more survival roll for the other half of the ration.
I'm on it. I was just waiting for my turn.
Okay.
2 successes.
Okay.
It smells delicious.
Yep. You guys have 20 rations of fish and pork. Wild pork.
Fuck yeah, man.
That puts us up to 23 total for the group.
Good God, we really needed that. I mean, we're going to get dysentery from the water, but...
We're going to try.
So we're going to eat all this food, and then we're immediately going to shit it all out from bad water.
That seems about Twilight 2000.
Yeah, that's on par. That's on par. Walkie-talkies work. Now you're going to get ambushed.
Sitting by the fire as this pork and stuff's cooking, the smell kind of hits Emmett's nose, and he kind of stares off as the smoke rises. Remembering back to all the hog roast and barbecues there on the island with Keanu and his wife. He's dealt with a lot of full hogs, and he just kind of stares off in the distance watching the smoke trail off, kind of praying under his breath as he just used one of Cole's grenades. All the guys we buried back in the town, feeling like Yuri's breathing down our neck, and just hoping we can get to Keanu and get out of here before things get bad. But he remembers sitting at the table, kind of teaching Keanu how to gut the hog, and that's how he kind of feels with Murph and everybody working on this meat. Just, you know, hey boy, make sure you... Don't go in too deep. You don't want to hit any of those vitals. You'll ruin the whole hog.
Is this the same pig from Charlotte's Web?
Yeah. This one, just the spider had dyslexia, so it wasn't able to save him.
All right, Dad. Now, how do you remember where you bury this thing?
You got to make sure you kind of follow the bone. And don't go too deep. You just want to barely unzip the skin.
This is going to be great. I love these.
There ain't nothing better for family than sharing a meal together. Couldn't have done it without you, Keanu.
Thanks, Dad.
And then the smoke kind of hits Emmett's eyes and brings him back to reality as he kind of wipes it out as it burns his eyes for a minute.
Murph, what's it look like as you're cleaning that pig?
Very businesslike, methodical. He's still kind of like lost in his thoughts, not going through the motion, like, but doing it very specific, but his thoughts are clear, like it's just a task that needs to be accomplished, and like he's done it 100 times before, as he's de-skinning it, cutting off good chunks, like separating it out into like ration size chunks. And then just putting it to the side and thinking how fortunate they are to actually have food. And he kind of like taps his St. Christopher medal. You're right this time, Padre.
I'm just watching, and just Murph's just over there like hacking at it. Like just giant chunks, and just the glazed over look in his eyes. And then I look over and I see Emmett kind of staring off into the distance, looking into the fire, and it's just kind of, you know, I'm still getting used to these people, and it's just a very eerie sense of work and sense of duty that they're just doing. But, you know, Gordon's very happy to be here because he's been on his own for so very long. He's just kind of taking it in and kind of chuckles to himself as he sees Murph just kind of whack another piece off and set it over here, and then kind of notice it's just a smidge too big and whack, make it as uniform as he can as he's going through it.
Hey, do you think, can we use the, like the organs and stuff for potential, I don't want to bring any fucking bears in, but potential, bait for future hunting?
What do you think those extra rations came from?
I'm talking about the stuff that you're not going to eat, the intestines.
It's good. No. You rinse it with water and you beat it against stump to get all of the feces out, and then you boil it. And that is, how do you say, the chitlins. It's good. It's like noodle.
Yeah, you don't let none of that go to waste.
Sure you ain't from the southern United States and not Poland?
I don't know Polish word for pig intestine soup, so I use chitlins because player does not know. but if you are going to use all of hog, it's good eating, you know? You add chitlins and then you break open the bones, add marrow, it's good broth. You know, hearty, it makes you big and strong.
That's a good idea, Stan. We'll use it all.
Yeah, because the whole time you guys are cooking it, Stanislav has been taking the bones and bashing them open with a hammer to make sure we dig out every bit of marrow from everything.
So what does it look like as Harrison's keeping watch? What's he doing?
Not doing a good job of keeping watch. He keeps looking around, looking through the binoculars off to the distance, but he keeps sneaking glances at the pig being slaughtered and the fish being prepared, and thinking to himself how much he can't wait to eat that. That it reminds him of home, and they haven't had a good meal in quite some time. His stomach rumbles a bit. I cannot wait to eat that pork. I hadn't had good pork in so long. I hope they cook it well. They don't burn it. They don't. I can't wait. That's going to be good. I know it's not going to be good as when my mom and dad cooked it, but I bet you it's going to be good. Too bad we don't have any spices or anything. Oh, shit. I'm supposed to be keeping watch. Looks through the binoculars again, then looks back over at them preparing the food. How long you guys think it's going to be ready?
2 minutes, Turkish.
Exactly 6 hours. On the dot.
Yep, that sounds right.
Precisely one shift. Speaking of which...
6 hours, no more, no less.
So you guys spend, like, the majority of the rest of this, like, daytime going, and it's, like, heading into evening now. And you guys finish up preparing this food. Someone roll me a d6 for weather heading into evening.
Not it.
I'll do it. 4.
Still cloudy.
Are we going to use all of our... Are we all going to eat fresh pork? So just drop one ration off of all this? Party, he said to the group.
Oh, definitely. I think we should have a little feast.
Gordon wants fish.
Okay. So...
Trust the Gordon's fisherman.
Nice.
I mean, technically, Emmett was the fisherman, but...
Is everybody eating?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should have a little feast together.
3.
And the only way to heal stress and or damage will be to eat today and then rest and to drink water. So since we're in the evening shift now, who's doing what shift? We could start at the top with Gordon.
I did not sleep last night because I had the watch overnight, so I have to sleep.
Okay. All right, so you're going to be sleeping in the evening shift?
Yeah, then I can probably take care of another overnight, but for now, I'll take one of the early sleeps.
I could drive while Gordon sleeps. We still need to make headway. It's dark, but we should still be moving forward. We had to take time with Boar, but we needed Boar.
We don't need to sit here any longer. It won't be long before Yuri's up our behind. I said we should have started driving before we got the food, so yeah, the sooner the better. Okay. Every second we waste is a second wasted.
Mr. Murph, what do you think?
Yeah, let's go. I know I need to rest up and try to get some of my health back.
Yes, you should rest some and get your strength. Mr. Emmett, how are you doing?
Right as rain.
Okay, totally out of character. That can't be true, right? Because, like, didn't he get shot? Because he still had to roll for, like...
I got shot. I only... No, I... Yeah. Well, I only took two, and I've already rested that two out.
Yeah, but I don't... Did Stanislav ever do a medical check? Medical aid on you?
Yes. We stopped infection on everyone.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't remember. I thought Emmett didn't get medical aid. I don't remember.
I think you're actually right. I don't think I ever did get medical aid.
I thought we did it on everyone.
No, I don't think so, because no. I was burying people.
Because Stanislav does not volunteer to help people.
Yeah.
With medical. He assumes they will be okay on their own until they ask. If they ask, he will help. Yes, Murphy, he did fix Murphy.
I have no damage, I have no stress, but no, I never made a roll for...
Stamina.
We also did Harrison.
And Harrison, yeah.
Roll stamina, because that might mean that you never healed to that point.
Stamina. And that is... Yeah, I can't go any higher.
Of course, Emmett can't go any higher.
One success. It hit the jacket. It was a bruise on the back.
I mean... He still took 3 points of damage
two,
from it.
It never critted. Yeah, it just took two.
Or two, yeah. 2 points of damage. 2 points of damage, yeah. That's a little bit more than a bruise.
Like I said, I got a purple spot on my spine, and that spine was already damaged anyhow, so.
All right, so wait, so what is everyone, what are you guys doing this shift then?
We're moving out.
Gordon is sleeping in truck, and we are moving for the shift.
Okay.
I will need someone to help navigate, but I can drive well enough.
I'll sit in the front with you and help you drive again, Mr. Stan.
I would like that, Harrison. Yeah. Mr. Emmett, are you resting or are you taking a watch?
I figured I would stay up on the gun in the rack.
Adam, how does navigating and keeping watch work?
Actually, so what it says as far as navigating is, hold on, it's actually kind of interesting because I think we were doing it slightly wrong before, and there were times I probably made you guys navigate when you didn't need to. So, I will, can't retcon those. But, navigation, when moving off-road through a hex with no road in it. So, specifically, if there's a road in the hex, you don't have to roll navigation.
Cool.
So that's it. But if you are marching or driving, one person in your group must make a survival roll to enter a new hex. That's it. It does not say that it can't be the person driving.
Cool.
Because that'd be stupid, or I would have been able to drive from anywhere to anywhere on my own.
Yeah, exactly.
It always takes two people to drive.
Yeah, always. You always need an A driver.
You do the steering wheel, I'll work the brakes.
It's like those mud runner guys where you got the one person that's just there to see.
So like theoretically, if one person were marching, they could be keeping watch on for themselves and also navigating, and that's fine. You know what I mean? Like that's okay.
Cool.
Because that makes sense.
Harrison, I would prefer you keep your eye out, you know. You watch for anything in the brush or down the road, and I will find us good path through countryside. This is my home. I am familiar here.
He said not knowing if he gets a mechanical advantage.
Where are you trying to go?
South.
South?
Following the river.
I'll give you a plus one, as if you have a map, basically.
Oh, okay. All right, I guess I'll roll the survival.
Mm-hmm. And then Harrison should roll looking out, but it's from a vehicle, which means you take a negative on it. Which I also think I hadn't done right before. Minus two to your recon roll to spot encounters. Yep. But, you know, you can still use the binoculars.
Minus two, plus two.
Yep.
Oh, Dale. Dang it, Dale.
Nothing and a one.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to get blown up by an IED. One success for driving.
Okay.
Good navigator, good driver. This time.
Okay, so where's everyone seated? Where is everybody in this truck?
Stanislav is driving. He navigated and drove. Harrison is sitting shotgun, keeping a lookout.
Which is on the left-hand side in a Polish truck?
You know, I don't think
you drive on the left-hand side in
Poland. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
I thought that was British, right?
Hold on.
It's pretty much everybody metric. It's the metric form of driving.
Hold on. Which side do you drive on in Poland? On the right. What side of the road do they drive on in Poland? Unlike the UK, motorists drive on the right-hand side of the road in Poland and overtake on the left. Yeah, so the driver's on the left-hand side and the passenger's on the right-hand side. Okay.
Okay, so just like the U.S. Perfect.
Or at least that's what my quick Google search told me.
If we're wrong, I mean, we'd fuck up all sorts of other Polish stuff. So.
If we're wrong, he got this Toyota Hilux from a place that's how it was set up.
Yeah.
All right, so shotgun is Harrison. Stanislav is driving. Where is Gordon, Emmett, and Murph?
I believe the other three are in the back. Gordon and Murph are sleeping in the rear, and Emmett would be standing up at the gun.
Correct.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. All right, so you guys are going along, and you're going down these, like, twisty back roads, right? And you start getting into, like, a slightly more wooded area, which is on the map in that hex, by the way. And you're going along, and you kind of come around a turn, and as soon as you do, you notice that right in front of you, like as soon as you come around the curve, the whole road is blocked off by piles of sandbags. And on the back side of the sandbags, you see 15 to 20 people with rifles. And you can see like a civilian truck. They don't appear to be in uniform per se. I mean, they're wearing like gear, you know what I mean? But like, they don't appear to be like in uniforms, but they have the rifles up. As soon as you come around the corner, they go ka-ka! And fire a round off into the air. And they have all got their rifles pointed in your direction.
Oh shit, Miss Stan, throw it in reverse or something.
Harrison, roll another recon roll for me.
One success.
You notice that one of the individuals of the 15 has an RPG, like pulled up and pointed right at your truck.
Never mind. Don't throw it in reverse. They got a rocket.
Emmett will throw his hands up off the gun in the rear. And does anybody speak English?
Get out of the vehicle. Exit the vehicle.
I'm coming out. We're trying to head down to cross the river. Is the road clear here? Stanislav is getting out of the truck, and as he's going.
Everyone
get out of the truck.
Emmett will turn and kind of kick Gordo and Murph. Hey, get up.
Oh, we're there already? What
happened? Don't do anything stupid. Just sit up and calmly get out of the truck, or you're going to get us all killed.
You can tell, too, Jeremy, you know that behind them, a little ways down the road, is where the bridge is. They're basically, like, at the crossing. You know what I mean?
We're just trying to meet up with some friends that were headed south. We're just headed south. I'm actually from the village. I don't know the name of it. It was, the player doesn't know the name of it. Was right up the road. I'm local. I'm just escorting these men down south to meet up with their friends. Is there any way we could get across through here?
What's everyone else doing?
Son of a bitch.
After arousing the other two, Emmett would just get out of the truck and go basically stand with Stanislav, kind of beside him with his hands up.
So you see the one gentleman you've been speaking with, Jeremy, he like looks over to the guy beside him and he's like, "Everyone out of the truck. Everyone else out of the truck. Are your friends American? Are they Polish? Who are they?"
There's one Canadian, but I believe the rest of them are American. But I don't know as if... I don't even think that matters anymore.
Tell them to get out of the truck.
Okay. He says you all need to get out of the truck. Harrison, out of the truck.
I'm coming.
Mr. Murph. All right. Gordon.
How many are with you?
It's just the five of us. That's it. Look, what do you want for safe passage? I understand you're cordoning this off. We don't have any interest in whatever it is that you're doing. What do you need from us to allow us to pass?
And he kind of talks with the guy beside him, and you can see all the guys around, like, with the rifles pointed at you. And, like, the way the truck that I said they have is, like, kind of acting like a gate, basically, between the sandbag barriers, right?
Yep.
And, I noticed the tank in the back of your truck. How much fuel you got in that?
We have some fuel. He's not at capacity now, but, We could part with some. How much do you need?
It's a fairly large tank. How much is in there?
It's a fairly large tank, but it's not at capacity. We have been driving around for a little while.
50 liters.
We still have very long way to go.
50 liters.
50 liters. God. Okay. 50 liters. 50 liters, and we pass... And we pass, yes?
50 liters and you pass.
Stanislav spits in his hand and starts walking forward with his hand outstretched.
The man stays behind the sandbag wall as you walk up to him.
He walks all the way.
Okay. He reaches out his hand, spits in his hand. 50 liters.
50 liters.
Bring truck up.
Stanislav starts walking back, and he goes to Emmett and goes, "The man said he will take 50 liters and let us pass. But we shall see."
"That ain't gonna leave us with much, is it?"
"We will get by somehow."
Oh, make sure you also mark off whatever the traveling one hex off-road doubled alcohol is.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some math in a minute.
Yep.
Actually... It's like four hexes. I haven't been keeping good track. I was drunk. What do you want?
Three. Actually, it was only one, two, three hexes.
Three hexes?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So yeah, he gets in the truck and brings the truck up. He motions to everybody else. "Please, get in truck. Get in. I will drive up."
All right, so as you come pulling up, they have their rifles and everything still pointed at you. And they bring out some jerry cans for you guys to fill up. Fill up the cans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll fill up the cans.
He has some guys that drops them on the ground.
And Stanislav sticks a piece of hose into the tank and starts siphoning it because he doesn't actually have a pump to pull it out there. So he's, you know, spits up a little bit and he's siphoning it out into the jerry cans. So how have you guys been doing today? We had some nasty rain last night.
Yes, we did. He's like watching everybody else. What's Gordon and Murph doing at this point?
He just stands there observing everything, checking how many people, what weapons they have.
Yeah, you see 15 people. They're pretty much all armed with AKMs, except for the dude that has the RPG.
Yep, he's just sitting there watching everybody, making sure nothing goes sideways. And he doesn't understand what they're saying, so.
Yeah, but you see them pouring out. Not pouring out, but like unloading some of the fuel, bunch of the about 50 liters worth.
Yeah, he's just keeping his eye on everybody in case this is a trick or whatever. Mm-hmm. His antenna are up.
So after you fill those jerry cans, they move them back and they put them back in the truck. He like yells to the guys, like, hey, move the truck. Another guy gets into the driver's seat and pulls the truck forward so that you guys can pass.
All right. Hey, have you guys seen anything up farther down the road? Is it clear down that way, or?
He kind of smiles and says, as clear as anywhere else.
All right. Hey, well, I appreciate your guys' assistance in letting us pass. They're your accommodation. So you have a good day.
Good luck.
And you. Stanislav drives nonchalantly till they get past there. And then he starts picking up the pace, going a little bit faster.
Yeah, and like as you start pulling past that sandbag wall, you notice them all kind of like, they've still like had their guns trained on you guys like the entire time as you guys start driving by. You can see them pointed at you the whole way. And as you go across down to the bridge, over, and you're in that next hex. Over the river.
Oh shit, we went over the river?
Yep.
What?